listen to other radios.
When you can listen to
Messer Radio!
The best station around.
I love
Messer
Radio.
Best station, yes.
You are listening to Mass Art Radio on WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station. I'm Ethan.
I'm Nat.
I'm Liv.
And I'm Kin.
And today we are talking about dad music. Music from your parents, music from either parents, music from parental figures, music you love, music you hate, music that ultimately matters to you in some way because of its relationship to your caregivers.
Just kind of like reminiscing on different songs that we probably like heard as kids or that we like think of when we hear the term like dad music or like that type of thing.
Yeah, I was like always impressed as a kid with like all the songs my dad knew words to. And like, I don't know, he like made me be elitist about remembering the words to songs.
My dad knows the words to so many songs.
Right? I think there's like a special compartment in dad brain for that.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I know my father, I always thought of him as having incredible music taste. I never liked the music he listened to particularly, but I grew to respect it because, you know, you just hear it. You hear it in the car. You hear it around the house. What are you going to tell dad? Turn that off. That sucks. No, that's his job.
Right. Keep the AC low and choose the music.
Yup.
I feel like my dad has great taste in, like, music he, like, buys on CD or vinyl, but he'll listen to, like, some of the worst music on the radio in the car. And I'm like, why are you listening to this?
Yeah, my dad, he has like a like incredibly good CD collection.
Oh,
like
same.
Amazing. Like so many genres that I love. But then he goes to Savers and like buys like a Nicki Minaj CD. like I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah, your dad's a total barb.
For real.
Yeah.
So, how would just to start us off, since we're all, you know, thinking about this music that's played a part in our lives, whether we wanted it to or not, how has your parents' music taste influenced your own? Have they introduced you to new music? Did they show you a genre that makes you want to tear your ears out?
Yeah. No, I think, like, as a kid, I hated the stuff my parents would play because I heard it so much that I was like, oh, this is terrible. But as I got older and, like, learned the history behind, like, Don McLean or Fleetwood Mac or, like, parent artists, I came to appreciate it way more. And also how, like, like, big of waves that, like, the music they listened to sent, you know? Like, I was just impressed with it as I got older. But as a kid, yeah, I think I definitely hated it.
Yeah, I'd say, like, a lot of my taste in rock is definitely influenced by my parents. I don't know. I don't feel like they listen to a lot of pop music. My dad likes a lot of, like, rock. He likes a lot of, like, ambient, electronic, some really interesting stuff. And I'd say it has influenced my taste in music a lot because I really, like, I have to force myself to listen to pop music sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that my, like, music relationship with my dad and mom both, it's like I discover like a musician or like artist I really like Bjork, for example, and then I'm like, oh, I like discover this like artist and I really like them, and they're like, oh yeah, I like went to their concert, like,
yeah.
Like my mom is like always talking about how she saw like Sugar Cubes live. And I'm like, oh my God, like the things I would do to be able to see that.
Yeah, my father was a bit of a club kid. He went to a ton of live shows of even artists he doesn't really listen to. He likes to tell the story of when he went to, I believe it was an Ice Cube concert back in the 1990s. And he said that he didn't really have any idea of how to perform. He didn't really have a good sense of how to use like backup dancers or backup performers. He said the backup performers just had sawed off shotguns and they just periodically point them into the audience.
Oh,
that's
wow.
So silly.
Yeah, Ice Cube in the 90s is a good one. Can you guys recall any more artists that your parents talk about? Like the Sugar Cubes or Ice Cube?
My father, I know, has the Sugar Cubes in his car. All his CDs, he ripped them all onto a USB stick, and he has them all in a giant USB stick in his car. I know he has the Sugar Cubes. I know Stone Temple Pilots, because that's right next to the Sugar Cubes
so
album.
Oh, so good.
Juliana Hatfield, who we'll be talking about in a little bit, a local artist. A lot of local artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my parents also had, like, a lot of local artists, because that was, like, their scene. Like, that's, like... their house shows were like the local artists, and they like still listen to them to this day.
That's so awesome.
That's incredibly cool.
Mm-hmm.
My parents love like new wave sort of stuff. Like my dad has been to so many New Order and like Joy Division concerts.
Wow, got
that. He eats that up. Yeah,
goth. Yeah.
Well, it seems like our parents have like similar but different tastes. So I'm kind of curious, like, I don't want to be rude by asking this, but how old are your parents? Like, my parents are on the older side. Like, my mom's, I think, 53, and my dad's going to be 62 this year. So they're on the older side. My dad definitely likes, that's where Don McLean and, like, artists like that came from. He's on the older generation of that.
I actually don't know, like, exactly how old they are, but my mom was born, like, early 70s, and my dad was born, like, 1969, so they're pretty, like, close in age, and so they, like, their music tastes relate to each other, like, a lot.
Yeah, my parents were born, like, a year apart, but, like, in, like, the same month, and they're both, like, in their early 50s.
Yeah, my mother is in her very late 40s, and my father's in his early 50s. So yeah, they're all right around the same age.
Yeah. Sounds like we've got like pretty similar.
Yeah,
age range.
Yeah. There's definitely, I think, a lot of generational overlap.
I'm gonna
say you mentioned. So sorry, what were you saying?
No, I'm curious. Like, we're talking about how old our parents are in relation to us, and like how their tastes have influenced our taste. But I'm curious how my grandparents' taste influenced my parents' taste. Like, I remember I found, I think it was a song from the Angels. My Boyfriend's Back. It's like an old song from the 50s. Yeah, I don't think so. But, like, I showed that song to my mom, and she was like, that's your grandma's favorite song. I hate that song. She's played it all the time. And I was like, no way. This is my favorite song from the 50s. Crazy, like,
loop back.
I don't
know if I know any music my grandparents listens to. Like, I know my grandma listens to a lot of classical, and like she would like drive me around in her car and we'd just listen to classical music.
Yeah.
But besides that, I really have no experience with my grandparents like listening to music.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, that was the only song that I can recall, like, not the only song, but one of the only songs that I could like started the conversation of music with my grandma, which like seems like it should be obvious, but we talked about that, and like I was in a big 50s phase at the time, so like we ended up relating about music a lot, and I don't know. It's interesting. And I'm curious if my mom, like, hates that song only because she heard it so much as a kid. Same way that, like, I have beef with Fleetwood Mac because it's my mom's favorite artist. Like,
yeah, I actually, like, know pretty well, like, my mom's dad. He's a jazz musician. He plays the saxophone. So he obviously, like, listens to a lot of jazz, and my mom has a lot of jazz albums. But my dad, he's, like, a music nerd, and he always, like, nerds out with my mom's dad. Like, they, like, relate, like, to each other in that way. And my dad's mom, I hung out a lot with her when I was a little kid, and she would always play, like, Elvis and, like, rock and roll type. And she only had, like, two CDs. So, like, I remember, like, the songs very specifically, like, hanging out in her house with her. It was... I don't know how things, like, influenced my parents, but it's... I don't know. It's something to think about.
Yeah. All right. Well, since we've been talking so much about our parents' music, why don't we listen to some of it? I know this song is a song I when I was thinking about what songs do I think about when I think of my father, and I pictured borrowing his car, starting it up, and hearing whatever he had left on the stereo. And more often than not, it is Everybody Loves Me by You by Juliana Hatfield from the album Hey Babe.
Can listen to
Messer Radio,
the best station around.
I love Messer Radio. Best station, yes.
You are listening to Mass Art Radio on WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station, and today we are talking about dad music.
Yeah, dad music. So we just listened to one of your dad's favorites, and we're passing it around to two of my dad's favorites. We'll hear the other one next. But first up, I have Bare Naked Ladies, Pinch Me from 2000. This is one of my dad's favorites. He loves, like, I think of my dad's music taste, and I think of Bare Naked Ladies. So like it's his personal favorite. Though he might not say that. We'll see. So up next we've got Pinch Me by the Bare Naked Ladies from 2000.
It's the perfect time of year, somewhere far away from here. I feel fine enough, I guess, considering everything's a mess. There's a restaurant down the street where hungry people like to eat. I could walk, but I'll just drive. It's colder than it looks outside. It's like a dream you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the one beyond your front door, take your time, it's the way I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that a guy by side might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. It's the perfect time of day to throw all your cares away. Put the sprinkler on the lawn and run through with my gym shorts on. Take a drink right from the hose and change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room, sleep away the afternoon. It's like a dream you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the world beyond your front door, take your time's away, I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that a guy by side might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. Pinch me, pinch me, 'cause I'm still asleep. Please God, tell me that I'm still asleep. On an evening such as this, yo, it's hard to tell if I exist. Yo, I pack the car and leave this town. Notice that I'm not around. I could hide out under there. I just made you say underwear. I could leave, but I'll just stay. All my stuff's here anyway. Like a dream, you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the world beyond your front door, take your time, so way out, I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that my side might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for.
I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like me, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, 'cause I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. Song and baby, but I'm showing you that door. Run, gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Baby, I know you're asking me to stay. Stay, please, 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 and go.
I'm showing you that door where I gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith.
That was Faith by Limp Bizkit from 1997. And I'm Nat.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Liv.
And I'm Kin.
And you are listening to Mass Art Radio on WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station.
Yeah, guys, that song was really good. From my dad's music taste, I think it was so good, I'm going to give him a call.
You're going to call your dad on air?
I'm going to call my dad on air.
Let's do it.
Hey,
Dad. Hey, Pop.
What's going on?
I've got you live on air right now.
What, really?
Yeah, you're live on WBCA 102.9 FM.
Wow, am I getting paid?
No, you're not getting paid.
Did you talk to my agent then?
No. Sorry, I didn't set this up in advance.
For you, anything.
Okay, all right, Pop. So I've got a quick question. I want to know, what is your favorite song?
My favorite song? Oh, yes. I don't have a favorite song.
Album, artist, something. Give me some dad music taste.
Boy, you know I'm eclectic and I go all over the board, but I guess I would have to say, like, Rush would probably be my ultimate all-time favorite.
Rush?
Well, what they do with a three-piece band has always blown me away, and I've always loved their music. I've been all over the board, right? I mean, mm-hmm. From, I grew up with, old school rock, Led Zeppelin and Genesis and all that. And then got into rap for a while and hip hop back in the day, the old school stuff. And then, SoCal stuff like Dirty Heads and Sublime. And even country. I've been all over the board.
Yeah, all over the board. You know, a song you showed me that I loved that we just played, do you want to know what it was?
I'm listening.
It was Faith by Limp Bizkit, the Faith cover.
Oh, yeah, I love covers of any kind. I've been into, I'm getting a little older now, so I dig some of these acoustic covers that are kind of chill, but yet still catch the essence of the song.
Yeah. Well, that was a good memory for me, driving up to Boston and you played Faith for me. It was a whole new world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wish I could do it, but I can't do Fred Durst, but yeah, that was a pretty good one. I like a lot of that, like I said, the acoustic covers that are kind of chill, but I have Sonny, the parrot, listening to The Gourds all the time, which is a cover of Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice. You probably can't play that one on your radio.
Yeah, I wouldn't, Dad. Hold on. But Sonny, for reference, is my dad's birds. One of two birds he has that love music just as much. So, for context. Yeah. All right, Dad, I just want to ask you that quick question. Thank you for coming on air.
Cool. Well, have a great day.
Love you,
Thanks
Pop.
Thanks for having me. Love you again.
Bye.
Bye.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Rush was out of left. I thought he was going to say 21 Pilots, but Rush was out of nowhere. He never listened to Rush, I remember.
It's official so from a dad. I don't know if we can dispute that, though.
Yeah, I guess not.
He said it.
He did say it.
He hit all the, marks with dad music. Like, my dad has, such a broad taste of music, too. Like, he dabbles in everything. He loves classical, but he loves, death metal and also, ska. Like, it's so funny.
Oh, yeah. My father is the same way. He's got a lot of, alternative rock from the 90s. But much like your father, he also had that, 80s, 90s hip-hop. My father still has an NWA album in his car, and he is a police officer. So I'm not sure how that adds up, but
that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it certainly testifies to the eclecticness of the music that our parents grew up with.
Yeah, it is true. He's been very into the acoustic stuff lately. Every time I come to his house, he's playing like a like swing pop cover of like some recent pop song. Like a Justin Bieber song that's like...
That's so funny. Yeah. I have a song that's both dad music and mom music. Both my parents love this band. It's a band from Mexico, where I'm from, and it's very punk. Surprisingly, it's meaningful, I guess. And it's Maldita Vecindad playing Pachuco, which was released in 1991. Okay, so that was my song, and it's the lyrics talk about kind of like rebelling against your parents, which is very fitting, and kind of like being like, it literally says like, you used to like do like the same things as me, so I don't know why you're like scolding me. Like, you were like a kid once too, and like you were the youth at some point. So next I'm going to play a PSA Vox Pop-esque thing I made, kind of talking about like Latin American youth and the wonders of it, I guess.
Pues bien agradecidos con los estudiantes allá en México, allá en Chile, bueno, me imagino que también acá en Argentina está en movimiento. Pues también por todo, en Brasil también, por supuesto. Pues, obvio, los el autoritarismo, ya sea de izquierda o de derecha, está al orden del día. Así que, bueno, pues, gracias a la energía de la juventud que nos está refrescando y nos está haciendo conscientes y nos está haciendo ver cosas que la sociedad no podemos ver. Buenísimo que tengamos ese observador, ese juez que puede estar checando a la clase política y a la clase gerencial que todo lo quieren vender y todo lo quieren comprar. Contaminando el agua, contaminando la tierra, el aire, nos preguntamos qué vamos a beber, qué vamos a comer, qué vamos a respirar. Puro oro, puros billetes, pura chingadera, puras cosas.
Chafa chamba te chutas, noche que andar de tacuche y chale con la charola, tan choncho como una chinche, más chueco que la payuca, con fusca con cachiporra, te pasa a andar de guarura. Mejor yo me echo una chela y chance enchufo una chava, chambeando de chafirete, me sobra chupe pa' changa.
Sí, güey. No mames,
güey.
Yo soy 100% mexicano.
O sea,
la neta quiero decirte, güey, que me ofendió, güey, tu comentario, güey.
Y nos vemos en Coyo, güey.
No me quiero perder en Coyoacán ni que me asalten por ahí.
Pero
es que como
culeras son unos pendejos, güey. Putos, güey, jotos de mierda, güey.
Compramos unos chalos, güey. Los pasábamos chido, güey.
Mamadas son esas, putos pendejos de mierda.
Es como,
no te estés pasando de verga, güey.
Tipo, no.
Salud. Ah, pues que les valga verga, ¿no?
Práctica, o sea, como que neta es súper sexista y no topa. Como que no, tampoco es como que. O sea, porque el pito es que mucha banda siempre que le dices como que está mansplainando o que está teniendo como un micromachismo, lo que sea, neta, como que creen que los estás atacando a ellos y solo es como, no, solo cambia esa parte e intenta tú solito darte cuenta de que hay cosas que no están chidas.
Un pase verga, Lucien.
Yo qué sé.
Pero soy descendiente directa de Moctezuma.
When you can listen to
Mesor Radio,
the best station around.
I love Mesor Radio. The best station. Yes.
All right, you are listening to Mass Art Radio on WBCA 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station. And I wanted to just throw us back into our discussion on dad music. Was, you know, what's the music your parents have introduced you to? Because we've talked a lot about music that they liked, but what's the music that you now like because of them?
I don't know if I've had any moments where they've like directly introduced me to something like, hey, you should listen to this. But my dad will put on like a song. He really likes Meshuga, this like death metal group. He loves them so much. It's his most listened to genre. I mean, and
I love me some Meshuga.
Yeah, he loves them, but he played a song the other day in the car, and I was like, what is this? It's really good. And he was like, oh, it's this song. And I was like, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, there's definitely been some things that I've heard that didn't click with me at first, but I've since heard them so much that I am now obsessed with them. My father has the No Doubt Greatest Hit CD in his car, and he would listen to it all the time with me in it, and that has just stuck with me, and I have since stolen the CD for my own car.
Yeah, I don't know if this isn't from my dad, but it's from a parental unit. My aunt, she introduced me to Green Day, like before, like when I was just becoming conscious, like, and knowing that music like exists besides like ABC or whatever. And she showed me Green Day, and it like it started my whole music taste. Like that was the first band that I was like, I love. And it's kind of funny because like she wanted me to go see them when they were still together, or wish they were still together, whatever. And my dad was like, I don't like Green Day, which was like a different, like, I don't know. But like there's stuff that he loves that she's not into either. So I don't know. That definitely opened up something.
Yeah, a few months ago, I had a conversation with my dad about DJing, and I haven't really like talked with him a ton about it. But I was really surprised at like his wealth of knowledge, and like it was something he was into, and he introduced me to some like new DJs like from his time that I hadn't ever like looked at. Like Sandra Collins, like specifically her Cream mix. He showed me that, and I was like blown away because I hadn't really like associated my dad with like that part of like music culture, and it was really interesting.
Yeah, there's definitely been some surprises.
Yeah, what are some like surprises we've had?
I'm gonna start us off. I was listening the other day to a goth playlist on Spotify. I think it was called something like Real Goth Music, and I'm going through. I'm like, this is just what my mother listens to. This is just like The Cure. My mother, I did not realize until recently, is obsessed with The Cure.
What a great band to be obsessed with, too.
Right? Like, impeccable taste, but it was not something I'd expected from her.
Yeah, honestly, like, The Cure seems to be really big on the East Coast. Like, there's a couple parents that, like, might know who The Cure is in Ohio, but, like, on the East Coast, literally everybody and their mother loves The Cure. Like,
yeah, my parents love The Cure. I went to see The Cure with my dad last summer, and it was great. And we went with his friend from like college, and this friend's kid. So it was like a dad date, kind of.
Dad played it.
And it was awesome. My mom was supposed to go in my place, but she got sick or something.
Yeah, like, here's great. Like, what a good dad band. Right. That's more of a mom band, I think.
I think,
yeah,
so. Also, for sure. Also, I wonder if the Smiths kind of fall into that category, because my mother also adores the Smiths.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad has a guilty pleasure of like some like 90s, early 2000s, like hip hop rap stuff. I'm from Atlanta, so we listen to a lot of Outkast. It's so good. It's so
Liv's
good.
Like top five band. Yeah. Outkast is definitely up
there. Also very dad coded.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah. It is so like dad like for rap. And then he's like Andre 3000 is now making like flute music.
I learned about that through my dad.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh yeah, my dad is big on like music news. He's always every time I go back home, he's like, have you seen the new Fantano video? And I'm like, shut up, dude. Like, come on.
No way.
And he's like, oh, I've been discovering new music on Spotify, but I'm running out of music. He's such like a, he lives for music. Like, other than like his job, that's like his special interest.
Yeah, my dad definitely, music is his special interest. He has so many CDs, and anytime he sees a record store, he needs to go in and spend at least an hour in there. Just look, and that's how he finds new music also. Like, he does not use any streaming services.
Wow.
He does it the old-fashioned way.
Completely.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
What a crazy new Discover Weekly.
Yeah.
The original Discover Weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Speaking kind of on that topic, if you were a parent, what music would you show your child?
Oh, that's really good. Honestly, probably like Michael Sarah Palin. Like, that's like a kind of out there pick, but like that was the first thing that came to my head because their vocals aren't the greatest, but technically they're like music and like the riffs they throw in there, they just work so nice. And I also feel like Michael Sarah Palin is one of those like quote Midwestern emo bands that like people can get into a little more than like American Football or something. So I guess Michael Sarah Palin.
I have I'm kind of like in a position where I'm a third parent to my little sister because she's so much younger than me. But I've shown her Underscores, and she definitely loves Underscores, and it's so great to be able to like show my have that connection with her.
You're just like Underscores advocate. Like, you got me on that train too.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just too good.
It is too good. Yeah, I love Underscores. Anything else? Any other artists I might introduce them to? I might go with, this might be an odd pick for when they're a little older, but like Death Grips, maybe.
Like,
something, or like Sad Park. Great. Good stuff.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Like, I think I would probably want to like show them like the best of the best, like, to like curate their music taste to like the best. And when I think of like a great artist, it's always Bjork.
Bjork's so good.
But I don't want to like depress them, so like I don't know if I should do that.
Pick Bjork's up the kids timeless. From school with a little Brockhampton.
No way. yeah.
Yeah, Bjork is timeless, I think. That's a great pick.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
What about like Echo 2K, Blade, Drain Gang?
No, no I would way. Not show Young them Lane? Blade. No, no.
Young Lane. yeah, I don't know about that one.
I don't know.
Yeah. On an opposite note, what, like, if you had 40 minutes, and I'm assuming like this happens often, but if you had 40 minutes to sit down and show your parents an album or an artist, who would it be?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Ooh, that's tricky. Oh, that's tricky.
Well, I'm not
and
sure.
I know what my answer is immediately. It would be Renaissance by Beyoncé.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's 40 minutes, but I would make them sit down and listen to it front to back. No stops, no skips.
Wait, like showing your parent an album?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know because my dad like already knows everything. I like try to like show him stuff and he's like, oh, I already listened to this. And I'm like, okay, fine.
You're gonna have to start looking for some really weird stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'd show my parents more hyperpop because I've shown like my dad a little bit of Hungry Gex and I think he'd like enjoy some other stuff I have to show him.
Oh yeah, I showed my dad and no, I think I just showed my dad Machine Girl and he was like, oh, this is like what I used to listen to. And I was like, yeah, you should like listen more.
And I think Frost Children's Hearthroom.
Oh,
is
yeah.
It's super accessible.
Yeah, super. There's a couple songs on Hearthroom that I was like, yeah. But the ones I liked, I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
From a mug.
I've tried to show some things to my parents. I did play Face Shopping for my mother.
Oh my God.
Recently.
Oh my
I think
God.
Partially as a joke, but I think she made it about 30 seconds in before she told me, turn that off!
Oh my God.
It.
What a
we
hater.
Watched the full music video the other day and it was an experience.
It's, yeah, it's definitely an experience like nothing else.
Yeah.
I highly recommend.
I have to read this from my father. His final note is he said, the one thing I wanted to say is that one lesson I tried to teach you is don't be a music hater, which is so true. Always open and expand your horizons.
I think that's incredible, incredible dad advice. And I think the opposite of my father's advice because my father is very famously a music snob. I know growing up, we were never allowed to watch he's not about everything. We were never allowed to watch Pixar films growing up, not because he thought they were inappropriate or because he didn't like the messaging. He just thought they were bad.
Yeah, you need better music, film taste, I guess. But Pixar has great music.
Pixar has great music.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe don't be a hater.
Yeah, it's not easy. What do you think, like, you guys' parents' is, like, favorite genre is? Just, like, what would you, your first instinct answer is?
I think for my father, it would have to be, like, alternative rock, like 1990s alternative rock, a little bit of a new wave. And from my mother, I guess I would say goth.
Yeah, that's good. I hate to say it, but both of them, their answer would probably be like some sort of country pop. Like, I mean, I'm from Ohio. Like,
yeah.
I can't blame them. But like anything that you might hear in like a biker bar, that's what they would listen to.
That's so funny. I would say, I don't know, like metal, definitely my dad. He's always listening to metal. And my mom used to have like really cool taste in music and like The Cure, Sugar Cubes, etc. But now she listens to like Shakira. So like it's and like Dua Lipa.
I will say though, as just as a note, Shakira's Spanish language and English language discographies are very, very different. So don't judge her too harshly.
I'd say my dad, I don't know, my dad's all over the place, but he loves like the new wave stuff. And then my mom, she listens to the radio and she listens to stuff that my dad plays. So like her like taste in music is heavily influenced by like where my dad's at. And he's all over the place all over the time.
Is your dad into MGMT?
He loves M83.
Okay, that's close. But
yeah.
MGMT, like that seems like you and your dad, like something that like you would like an album you would have gotten from your dad, mm-hmm. you know? So you should show him MGMT.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe it's time to show all our parents MGMT. Dude. Maybe that's our homework for today.
MGMT is so like off topic, but they do like a lot of genres that like I feel like a lot of people, they're accessible. They're very accessible.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
If I like tried to show him MGMT, he'd definitely tell me he's already heard it. No. Like
Well, this has been a very good discussion and I've got to learn a lot about that music from different perspectives.
Yeah, I feel like we all bring our own unique little subsection of like parent music into this conversation.
Yeah, I definitely think it's been very enlightening. I'm very, very surprised by how similar it all was.
Yeah, like it's definitely like stuff from their generation, like The Cure, but also like their own like special interest in different genres, which is cool.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
It's a good dad rock show, guys. Dad rock and roll.
Good dad rock show, guys.
Yeah. So my name's Nat.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Liv.
And I'm Kin. And this has been Mass Art Radio on WBCA 102.9.
And you can visit our website at massartradio.com to listen to our previous broadcast and other audio art we've made.
Yeah. You can go check out that website.
You can go check it out.
All right. Thank you for listening. This has been a wonderful time. And we will see you soon.
Bye.
Listen to other radios. When you can listen to
Mass Art Radio,
the best station around.
I love Mass Art Radio. Best station. Yes.